Hello, Darren here. Welcome back to the Remote Hive podcast. Today I am coming to you from the sunny city of Singapore, and I want to talk about some strategies I recommend you implement if you are stuck in your remote job search. Now, it can be frustrating when your efforts do not result in you getting interviews, and instead all you receive are rejections or no response at all, which is just as bad. What's important though is that you do not give up. Please do not give up. What's important is that you learn and improve on each application. This is vital. Nobody tells you this, but job hunting can be a long process, especially when you're looking for a very specific or niche type of remote job. It's important not to lose heart, to keep applying and learning from any feedback that you receive. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to go through some tactics that you could introduce to help you gain more interview invites and fewer remote job rejections. The first thing that I recommend everybody does at the end of applying for a job, if you get a rejection, do this task. It's important that you review your resume and cover letter. Make sure that both effectively highlight your skills and experience. Tailor both documents to each job application and state your interest and ability to work remotely. Now, I'm a little bit biased, but I think you should also get professional advice if you are struggling, or use online resources like this. There's a website called theremotehive.com, and it's amazing. It's incredible. It's a hub of content to help you get a remote job. So please do use my resource I've built up over the last 2 years. There's over 200 in-depth guides covering all aspects of landing a remote job. What's important, and this is essential, is that you go through the job description and highlight any keywords based on the required skills and experience. And you must use these words within your resume and cover letter. This task alone will drastically increase your chances of being shortlisted and beating those damn applicant tracking systems. Another area that you might want to focus on are transferable skills. So really emphasize in your resume your ability to work remotely. Now, these are really important skills, like you need to be self-motivated, you need to have amazing communication skills, and to some degree, a proficiency in technology, technical skills. Highlight any specific tools that you have used in the past, like I use regular Harvest, Slack, Asana. Look at the job listing, the job description, and see if there are any particular tools. And if you haven't used those tools before, then do spend some time learning them. A mistake that I see a lot of remote job seekers making is using those big job boards like LinkedIn, like Indeed, like Monster. Don't get me wrong, those are great places to search for jobs, but they're not specific to remote jobs. So I always recommend that you check out sites like We Work Remotely, Remote OK, Remote.co, and Flex Jobs. Don't limit yourself also to jobs in your home country. One of the benefits of remote work is that you can work for a company located anywhere in the world. Now, the next piece of advice, the next strategy, is super important throughout your career, not just when you are looking to apply for a remote job. Networking can lead to opportunities that aren't advertised. What you need to bear in mind is that companies don't list all of their jobs on remote job boards. It might be as much as 30%. So you need to go and check out their website, their careers page. But if you are networking, you can contact people in the industry that you work in, that you specialize in. You can attend networking events and get involved in online communities related to your role and open up doors, network with people that are going to help you find a remote job. Reach out to family and friends on Facebook and tell them you are looking for a remote job. It is surprising how effective this strategy is, especially if you have a family friend, a family member, should I say, or friend that's working remotely. Now, let's be real here. You may be applying for jobs and you are just not skilled enough. You just don't have the level of experience that the company is looking for. And that's the reason why, you are getting no responses or automated rejections. It might be worth looking at improving your skills, especially in high demand remote jobs. And there are numerous online platforms where you can learn new skills. One that I discovered quite recently is Google Digital Garage, and it's a great place to start. There's lots of free online learning from, you know, digital skills like digital marketing, social media, email marketing, and so much more. There's also YouTube. YouTube is incredible for learning. If you go into YouTube and type a search, you will find a tutorial or somebody offering some advice that's going to help you find a remote job. For example, if you were to go, just by chance, to go to youtube.com/TheRemoteHive, you would find an excellent channel there with new videos that have been uploaded in the last 2 weeks. So please do go and check that out. But yes, if you want to improve the skills for the role that you are wanting to apply for, then YouTube is a great place to go. The next strategy, I feel people don't like to bother people, but getting feedback is so essential. And if you know someone in the field or industry that you are wanting to work in, or you know somebody who is a mentor or a remote work coach, you could ask them to review your resume and cover letter, and another set of eyes can spot missing things and suggest ways to present your application more effectively. And also, these kind of remote work coaches and mentors can also help you by providing one-to-one guidance tailored to your situation. So yeah, don't rule out using professionals, using coaches to help you through this process. But chat with people in your field. Reach out to people that are doing the kind of work that you are interested in doing remotely. You know, invite them for a coffee if they live locally. Invite them onto a Zoom call. Join virtual co-working communities to connect with others who are working remotely. This really can help you understand the dynamics of remote work and also learn the type of areas that companies are looking for in a type of role that you're wanting to apply for. So it's important to speak with people and get feedback. The next strategy is something that I feel so few job seekers do, and that is building an online presence. If a potential employer was to Google your name, what are they going to find? Are they going to find content which showcases your skills, which shows that you are passionate about the role and the industry that you want to work in? Building an online presence is going to help you stand out. I will repeat that. building an online presence is going to help you stand out to employers and just increase your chances of getting a remote job. Now, the easiest way to build an online presence is actually creating content on LinkedIn. You can create content to showcase your skills, use the relevant hashtags, and attract potential employers. You could write about best practices, insights in your industry, or thought-provoking pieces that are going to start conversations and discussions. It doesn't have to be you creating a website or a YouTube channel. It can just be as simple as joining LinkedIn groups and adding your thoughts and opinions and experiences. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. You just want to have content out there that showcases that you know what you are talking about. Because most, and I repeat, most 90% of remote job seekers are not going to have an online presence. And finally, I know how frustrating applying for a remote job can be. It took me 6 months before I was successful. It's really important that you look after your mental health. Let's be honest, the current job market is incredibly challenging because so many people are looking for remote jobs. I went on to WeWork remotely the other day and I saw a job for a client and they had over 2,000 applicants. Don't let that put you off. You need to pull out all the stops so that you are the person that stands out. But it's challenging. What you have to remember though, which is very important, the rejections that you get do not reflect your worth or your abilities. And you just need to keep doing everything you can to apply for the remote jobs, take a stand back, review your applications, and keep moving forward. It's understandable to be frustrated. Job searching is, I'm afraid to say, a game of persistence, but the right opportunity exists for you. Chat soon. Have a great week and good luck job hunting.